I am a guy and I like fire.
The Grilling Guys.
Welcome back. You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network, Jethro FM, all over the west side of Michigan, and we got other affiliates all over the state. So,
and we got people listening on the podcast all over the world.
Yes, we do. Chaz, once in a while, you get an opportunity in life to get involved with something that really makes a difference. And I try to find a cause or two every year that I can get behind and help a little bit with whatever it is that we can do. And today, we've got one of those that's joining us right now on the live line. It's Sharon Caldwell from an organization called CSNP. And they're in the middle of a really exciting project. They're consolidating offices into one brand new facility. Actually, it's right behind Sobey Meats. And so on the live line right now, we've got Sharon from CSNP. Hey, Sharon, how are you?
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Hey, can you tell our audience a little bit, just give a little bit of history about CSNP and all the exciting things that are going on right now?
Yeah, for sure. Thanks for giving me the opportunity. So CSNP is a nonprofit veterinary clinic that services about 10 counties here in the West Michigan area. Kent County is our primary county, but we also serve Ottawa County, Muskegon County, Oceana, Van Buren, Allegan. So quite a stretch on the West Michigan shoreline. But CSNP has been in existence for 23 years. And throughout that time, pets, dogs and cats have always been our passion. And we believe that pets are important members of households, of people's family. And in fact, there have been some studies that have shown about 70% of the households in Michigan have a pet, and 90% of those people view their pet as a member of their family.
Oh, I know I do.
And so, yeah. So when you have a pet, and that pet needs some sort of veterinary care, whether it's preventative in nature, or they're sick, or they have some kind of a condition that needs treatment, and that family is unable to provide that care, that causes a lot of emotional stress as well as financial strain on those families. And that's where CSNP comes in. As a nonprofit veterinary clinic, we offer a range of veterinary services at reduced costs so that we can provide those services to families right here in West Michigan that might be facing some financial challenges.
Yeah, and the thing is that that's not a criteria to be able to use your service. That's just one of the benefactors of the service, because anybody can come into your facility, and it was started with spay and neutering was the cause of let's not have feral animals out there, especially cats, mm-hmm. and let's take care of that and make sure that we can help control the population and there aren't cats and dogs that are not in loving homes, right?
That's so right, Randy. Thanks for bringing that up. Spay and neuter was our original service, and it continues to be really the anchor service of the organization. So since 2001, when we started, up until now, we've completed almost 250,000 spay and neuter surgeries throughout West Michigan in these past 23 years. And when you stop and think about, especially cats, how many litters that they can produce in a single year, the number of unwanted litters that we have prevented through spay and neuter is really just immense. And that has significant impact on the community, not only in terms of the feral cats that are born in the wild and live pretty rough lives as a feral cat, but also dogs and owned cats that reproduce, and the family is unable to care for those puppies or kittens. They end up in a shelter. sometimes they end up abandoned on the street. Those are not any outcomes that anyone wants to see. So at CSNP, providing spay and neuter services at a reduced cost that's affordable for most all of the families that use our services makes that issue very preventable, and we've impacted the community in that way.
Yeah, it's fantastic, and you know, that's something that can't be overlooked because the impact that you have and just, you know, everybody that I know that has pets, they really are part of their family. And, you know, we've got buddies that got barn cats and stuff, but they still put food and water out for them. You know, they're
Absolutely.
Performing a service, but at the end of the day, they're still a pet and they're being taken care of well. And it is expensive. And this is not a replacement for your veterinary, you know, because
No.
there's a limited number of services. They do well pet as well as the spay and neutering. And you can get a little blood draws and stuff to get your, you know, your heartworm medicine for the dog and things. But if there's anything major, the veterinary clinics are where you go. This is kind of entry level veterinary clinic. But what I also like about the organization is that the veterinary students come over and get a ton of experience doing this as part of their last year of their veterinary school. They have a partnership with them, so these people can come over and do that. But Sharon, let's talk a little bit about the exciting news, because you've heretofore you've been in three different locations, one in Fruitport, a couple in South East Grand Rapids, but you're bringing all that together over on the northwest side of Grand Rapids, right?
Yes, and like you said, Randy, pets are considered members of the household, and the demand for our affordable, accessible services has just grown in the last 3 years. Geometrically, it's just the demand has continued to rise every year, and we do not have the physical space in any of our three small existing clinics. And so a few years ago, the organization kind of quietly behind the scenes started to look into building a larger regionally sized veterinary clinic that would better meet not only the needs of our community now, but take us into meeting the needs of the community over the next, you know, decade or two. And so with that, we had been fundraising, we've been searching for a building, and the great news is that we purchased a building at the very end of 2023, and we just announced that we are now in the final phase of our capital campaign. We've raised almost our entire $3.6 million goal, but we still have about $460,000 that we need to raise to complete this transformational community project. And so this summer, we will start in on the construction of the building that we purchased, which is located over in the city of Walker at 1300 Walker Village Drive Northwest. It's a 12,000 square foot single-story building that will ultimately house our whole surgical area with 10 surgical tables, 150 kennels to recover dogs and cats, 90 cat kennels, 60 dog kennels that we use for our patients before and after surgery to recover them. We're going to have 6 exam rooms for the wellness and sick patient treatment services that we offer. And we're just so excited about what this new space will mean for the community and for the pets that we serve.
So Sharon, if people want to find out more about this, is there a website or someplace we can go? We got to wrap this up. We're running out of time.
Yes. So people can go to csnp.org, and we have a special page called Capital Campaign. If they click on that, they can go there, get all the deets about the Capital Campaign, including a way that they themselves can make a donation to help support this final leg of our journey to get this new clinic up and running.
Great, Sharon. Thank you so much. This is a noble cause. I got a lot of history with this organization. I know that I've had 11 different dogs that have used the service to get spayed or neutered. So great organization. Sharon, thank you so much for your time today, and we appreciate you giving our audience this update.
Thank you so much, Randy.
All right. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right, you've been listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We appreciate you tuning in each and every week. Get out there, fire up a grill in your backyard, and create some grill envy.
Oh, yeah.